Hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin Kellogg and Pastor Vince Butler with you, and this is podcast number 35. Today, we're going to talk about having a culture of invitation, which in our Pickerington campus, we have tried to do a good bit of late. So from the group's perspective, we have asked a special guest for me, my wife, Tammy Kellogg, who, if anyone knows her well, knows that she is the evangelist in our family. I'm not afraid to share the gospel, but she lives, breathes, eats it, sleeps it 24/7. So, Tam, tell the folks who you are and what you do here.
My name is Tammy Kellogg, and I'm married to Kevin. I serve on the 1 o'clock First Impressions team. Would love to have you at that service. I'm also helping lead a grace group with Kevin, and we're doing a biblical marriage class. In the past, I've done women's studies and some other things, so I do a little bit everywhere.
There you go. So, Tam, why is it that we, all of us in our groups and outside of our groups, why do we need to have an invitation of culture?
It's easy. We have the greatest relationship we can have with Jesus Christ, and it's the answer to every problem in the whole world. It's easy to invite people when you believe in that relationship and you know what Christ has saved you from. So it's easy for me. I got saved when I was 30, and it made a huge impact on my life. I got invited to a church I never heard of from a friend who, basically, I was just saying yes so she wouldn't ask me again, because I'm quote-unquote what people would call a nice person pre-Jesus. So I figured I'd go and she'd leave me alone. As you remember, you thought you didn't want to go, and you didn't know anything about that kind of church, so you didn't go. And I said, no problem, I'll take care of it. And I got what I didn't know was saved that day. The pastor offered an invitation, which I wasn't church, so I've never heard an invitation before, but he offered that we were all created with a God-shaped hole in our hearts and nothing we could do in this world would fill it. And I was seeing that, you know, in my own life. I had a great job. I had all the things that the world says should fill you up, and I wasn't filled. Great marriage, two wonderful kids, friends, all the things. And it wasn't until Jesus came into my life that I really knew that my life was full.
I have told people that if the cable guy comes to our house, he will hear about Jesus.
It's true.
Why is that?
You know, I was thinking about this since you asked me to do this, that someone once told me when someone asked you to pray for them, you should pray for them right now. So people give indicators of what's going on in their lives. When we were building our home, the guys were doing some concrete work, and I just happened to be there because it was during COVID. And one of the workers had said that, you know, he was having a really tough day. And so I just chit-chatted with him, and then I walked to my car. And when I got to my car, I really felt the Holy Spirit saying, go back and pray for that man. So you have a question right then. You're posed, do I sit here and drive away and be all about myself, or do I get back out of that car and answer that call and pray for that man? And the questions will come up. Yeah, you're going to look a little weird. I don't care. Look what Jesus did for us. So I got back out of the car and I went back and prayed for the concrete guy. And I'm sure he thought I was, you know, a crazy Jesus freak, but I am a crazy Jesus freak and I'm okay with it. So I don't know whatever happened to that guy after that, but I've gotten to the point that I know my job isn't to plant the seed, water the seed. I used to want to do all those things. Yeah. Weed the seed. Yeah. That's not my job. It's just to share Jesus with them.
Yeah. So the audience, you know, for this podcast is group leaders.
Yep.
Talk to group leaders about how they can, in their group, inspire their people to go be invitational.
Absolutely. We all have a circle of influence, whether it's the ladies that you play bunco with, whether it's the guys that you play basketball with, whether it's parents on your kids' sports team. We did sports. What's fun is that now we get to see those parents here at Grace Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And God uses those things, no matter what you're involved in, your job, your neighborhood, you know, if you're involved in politics, whatever that thing is that you're involved in, those relationships are important. Mm-hmm. And you build bridges, and if we're living our lives for Jesus, we're loving those people well. And there's going to be a time where you can say, hey, why don't you come and check out my church?
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, I just want them to know Jesus. So mm-hmm. if they live someplace else, find a Bible-believing church.
That's good. So some people might feel hesitant to invite people, you know, mm-hmm. whether that be fear or insecurity. What advice would you give to people to overcome just that barrier?
We all have different personalities. Kevin and I are vastly different in our personalities. And there's ways we can love people, even in our uncomfortableness sometimes, to share. One of the people I adore in our grace group is the quietest person. And I spend time with her because she loves people so well. Now, she's not going to be the one that runs out to the concrete guy. That's going to be my personality, right? But she's going to pray for the concrete guy.
Yep.
You know, so that someone else will come along and invite him. We all have a part to play in the story. We just have to play our part.
That's good.
Tim, what does the phrase Tammy Pants mean?
That's funny. So my follow group coined that phrase because I try to push them to share Jesus. Jesus is the answer to every problem. You know, he's the answer to every problem. And a lot of times we think we have these huge problems, and we do. But this isn't home, and we have to live as if it's not home. So sharing Jesus, we're giving them the greatest life raft they could ever have is a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It just means we know who we can take our problems to.
Yeah.
And so the ladies in your follow group, what they mean by that, what they mean by Tammy Pants is like, get over the anxiety.
Right.
To just go share. Just go invite. Right?
That's true. You have to
because there are anxieties for some people.
For sure.
Who they just can't do that like you can. Like you have no inhibitions with that, like zero. But some people, like, they're afraid. They're afraid of rejection. They're afraid they don't know the right words. They're afraid they'll get asked a question they don't know the answer to, and they don't want to be stumped.
For sure.
What do you say to those things?
I don't have all the answers either, but I know who does.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. You joke all the time that I don't care what people think of me and that sort of thing. I don't. I really don't, because I'm his.
Mm-hmm.
All I want them to know is him. So if we're pointing people to him, it's not about self. It's not about me. It's not about me.
Yep. What piece would you say that prayer plays into this when it comes to a culture of invitation?
Absolutely. You should be praying. You should be prayed up yourself. You should have a relationship with the Lord that you're in his word every day, being filled and refilled. It's so important. Doesn't mean I don't get down, because I do. Everybody does. We all have things in our lives that drag us down. It's how much effort and energy we give to that. You know, you pray through it, you know.
Yep,
life is not perfect. Not here.
Yep.
This isn't home.
And Tam, I know you do this. You pray for those in your circles. You pray for people you don't even know yet to come into your life, or you can rub elbows with, or you can run into in the grocery store, whoever.
Absolutely.
That you pray for opportunities to share.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was a book a long time ago called The Prayer of Jabez, and it was all about, Lord, enlarge my territories.
Mm-hmm.
And I really took that book to heart. You know, that's part of the scripture, and it's a teeny part of scripture. You know, we all have territories. Lord, just enlarge them. You know, at one point, those were parks and rec people for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked for opportunities when people would say things for me to speak into that and to share Christ with them.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're basically looking for opportunities to be around people, and you listen carefully to what they say.
Yes.
If they provide a hurt or a struggle or some situation where you can speak into that and then offer Christ or offer, hey, come to my church, or those type of things, right?
And know yourself. I mean, I know someone on staff, she has a brain book because she can't remember all the things because there's so many people in her life. If you have to write it down or put it in your phone or whatever, write things down so you can encourage other people. A young lady today was leading a women's Bible study table who I dearly love, and she's really stepped out in her faith. So I made sure that I texted her this morning and then ran in and saw her, because Those things matter. We need to love people. It's all about relationships. Yep. I just heard something recently about the enemy comes after us in the garden, right? He came after when they were both together.
Yep.
That's relationships. That's where he's going to affect us. So we need to counter that by loving on people.
That's good.
Awesome. Thanks, honey. All right, group leaders, I pray that you will take a nugget or two out of this discussion and implement it into your groups. We'll see you next week.